Hello everyone once again. Today I will try to describe to you a very cheap Chinese digital thermostat, W1209. To buy this thermostat, you need to spend about $1.30 on AliExpress, including shipping. Prices on Polish auction portals with shipping start from about PLN 14. The device is sold complete with a temperature sensor. Sometimes, when buying a thermostat, we have a choice of the color of the display. You can choose from green, red, blue. We also have the option of purchasing additional elements for this device. We can purchase a transparent, colorless housing for approximately $0.8 with shipping. Or for example, if we decide that our sensor has a too short cable, the sensor cable length is 0.5 meters in the set, or it will be if it is damaged. We have a choice of sensors with wires of the following lengths: 0.5 meter, 1 meter, 2 meters. Parameters: supply voltage, 12 volt DC. Minimum current consumption, approximately 18 milliamps. Maximum, approximately 66 milliamps. Temperature control range, -50 to 110 degrees Celsius. Measurement resolution, 0.1 degrees Celsius. Adjustable hysteresis, 0.1 to 30 degrees Celsius. Temperature display resolution, 0.1 degrees Celsius in the range 9.9 degrees Celsius, 99.9 degrees Celsius, the remaining range 1 degree Celsius. Resolution of temperature setting 0.1 degrees Celsius in the range 9.9 degrees Celsius, 99.9 degrees Celsius. In the remaining range, the resolution is the same. But the display does not show decimal values. Temperature measurement refresh rate, 0.5 seconds. Load capacity of the relay contacts, depending on the soldered relay. For me, it is 20 amps at 14 volt DC and 20 amps at 125 VAC. Dimensions, 40 by 49 by 16 millimeters. Dimensions may vary depending on the relay used. Our tested thermostat is built on the STM8-SOO3F3 microcontroller. In addition, on the PCB, we can find three buttons described as set, plus, and minus for changing settings: 5-volt stabilizer, 3-digit, 7-segment display, temperature sensor socket, LED for visualization of relay activation, relay and 4-pin screw connector, to which we supply 12-volt DC, plus 12-volt, and where we have the working contact of the relay, K0, K1. In the power supply circuit, we have a diode D1 working there as a protection against reverse connection of the power supply. After supplying the power supply, the display shows the current temperature from the sensor. As the sensor here, the NTC thermistor, 10K, 0.5%. If there is no temperature reading from the sensor, the display will show 888. Changes of the temperature setting, to which our thermostat will strive, are made by briefly pressing the set button. From now on, the displayed value starts flashing and you can change it using the plus and minus buttons. After making the change, we must press the set button again, after which the display will switch to displaying the current temperature. By holding down the set button for 3 seconds, we enter the menu where we have access to 8 different parameters: P0, change of operating modes, heating, H or cooling, C, factory setting, C, P1, hysteresis setting, 0.1 to 30 degrees, factory setting, 2.0. P2, upper setting limit, -50 to 110 degrees Celsius, factory setting, 110. P3, lower setting limit, -50 to 110 degrees Celsius, factory setting, -50. P4, temperature measurement correction, -7 to 7 degrees Celsius, factory setting, 0. P5, relay activation delay, 0 to 600 seconds, factory setting, 0. P6, dot dot dot, on, off, factory setting, off. E7, alarm after exceeding the temperature, off, 0 to 110 degrees Celsius, factory setting, 50. P8, parameter reset and settings, C, H, factory setting, C. I fail to notice any changes after changing parameter P6. The descriptions that the sellers post do not match my version of the thermostat, even though both my thermostat and the seller's descriptions have the same name. you may also encounter a different version of the software. Setting the C value in parameter P8 brings factory settings everywhere. The same can be done by supplying power to the device while pressing the plus and minus buttons. When moving through the menu, if we want to change an option, we can press the plus or minus buttons several times, or if we want to significantly change the value, and we do not want to click dozens of times, we can hold one of these buttons longer. We